That music, that grooving music, you know what time it is. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 is back in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III, host of the podcast. You know what it is. K-Roll Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. This is the Las Vegas recap edition of the podcast. We'll talk all about that and get you set for a double dip header out west as the West Coast trip, mini trip, continues before it heads back east for an anticipated race, Bristol Dirt, if I'm correct, if my memory serves correctly on that. Well, obviously, we're not going to mess around and get into what took place on the Cup Series side. Obviously, the biggest happy elephant in the room, no doubt, no questionably, the dominant performance of Kyle Larson out west, capturing the checkered flag for the first time in a couple years. And obviously, you know, last year, almost this very instant, you know, very upset, basically cussing the dude out the way he did, and rightfully so. But then, almost a year later, comes back, obviously, and does work at Las Vegas. That was an intense race for really 75% of that race was very intense from the drop of the green flag. And this rules package, 550, what do you want to call it? The last year of this package, whatever you want to call it. Man, it puts on the tremendous shows, and I witnessed it here in Kansas City. Well, not here, but over in Kansas City last year. I mean, overcast skies. Really, it was at nighttime, really. Started at late afternoon, late early evening-ish, and it ended under lights, obviously. And this package serves to put on the most intense, exciting racing. And maybe Las Vegas, this race right here last week, might have jumped that. Probably might as well have leapfrogged it, because from the word go, these boys were on rails from the drop of the green flag. You saw a lot of three wide and sometimes four wide in the front stretch there out there in Vegas. And it can't get any better. It can't get any better than that. It's just, put it that way, when you look at that, when you look at that side of things there. But you saw three, four wide there, and as the race went on, you saw a lot of you know this, and I don't have to say it, but even the beginning of fans would know that when it gets closer to that money time, put in that bank time, things get wacky, weird, and fast. And that's exactly what happened. But not the weirdest parts there, as Hendrick Motorsports has now won back-to-back races and got a lot of mojo heading into Phoenix, where Chase Elliott, obviously, last time we were out there, won the championship, and he dominated from the drop of the word go. Chase Elliott went, and he went on to, again, Brad Keselowski is going to be the denominator here in this little analogy I'm about to use right now. Keselowski finished second, won a stage last week in Vegas, and he finished second to Chase Elliott last fall there. And both of those cars right there, Hendrick cars that he finished, pretty stout. Obviously, we know what Chase Elliott, that thing was a rocket last November. And then here, Kyle Larson, it was fun to see him just knife his way through the field. Cliff Daniels made a mistake to leave him out there on, I believe, was the final caution before the first stage. And Kyle Larson, he was, third before that caution came out, or something like that. Second or third, somewhere in there. He dropped out when everybody else came in the pit. And so, but then Cliff Daniels learned his lesson. You know, we're not going to do that again. So, but it was really fun to see that five car, the good old Ricky Hendrick scheme, just knife its way through the field And just like William Byron III stage, Kyle Larson just took over that stage. So, you know, finishing, and I just listened to a podcast on my morning run this morning about, you know, finishing races, finishing strong in races. That's what you have to do in it, basically racing, running, racing, whatever you're doing. You got to finish and be the fourth quarter. You're talking about needing to finish this, needing to be that team, to be the dominant team in the fourth quarter. Well, you have to be that team. And right now, Hendrick Motorsports across the board, when you look at it really, kind of going back to last fall, Chase Elliott's first championship, William Byron taking over the third stage 2 weeks ago, and Kyle Larson doing it there, and even throughout the race, Byron, again, going back to Homestead, he was up in the top six all day long, and then when it came time to pounce, he pounced. Same here with Kyle Larson. That thing was hot, man, and again, you know, Larson, same thing. I mean, he was right up there, just up there, just put it passing high, passing middle of the groove, passing low. And then when it came for the time for the third stage, he was right there. And then just ultimately just checked out of everybody else. So the importance of, excuse me, starting off, well, obviously, you know, you hear the saying that it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Well, Hendrick Motorsports is getting it done right now, finishing deals. That's what you got to do where that's where the money is. You got to finish the deal. And Kyle Larson, very impressive victory there. And obviously, with all that's been going on now, obviously, you know, this is not a surprise. Do not put this in that surprise category where, you know, William Byron, I mean, you maybe could probably say a little bit of surprise, but the first, obviously, Kyle Larson, you knew he was going to be in the playoffs and regardless. I mean, the guy's a talent as it gets, and now the scary thing is now you put him in Hendrick Motorsports equipment, which came true to fruition last year when all the things that happened, and then Rick Hendrick signed Kyle Larson, like, oh damn, here we go, and here's the first proof of it right here, leading 103 laps en route to his first win since 2019, and I believe that last win came at Dover, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it did. I believe I'm right. Came at Dover in the playoffs 2 years ago. Man, the car was on fire. And another first for him. We talk about him being, obviously, you know, a short track king to Somerset with his dirt background and everything else. Well, a 2 mile king at Michigan, which, you know, Kevin Harvick, watch out. Well, a lot more Harvick later on in the podcast, but you check that on off the box, the first mile and a half win after being runner up some eight, nine times in his Cup career. So Kyle Larson definitely, and now you just take the gorilla off his back. Now Hendrick Motorsports looking for 3 in a row going into this weekend and going back, and Chase Elliott here, who was up in the top 10 there before, he had some issues late in the race there, but more importantly, that's just a scary thought when now it's a definite double the upgrade where you're not in Ganassi equipment no more, you're in Hendrick equipment that's on fire right now, it's on point, where everybody seems to gel right now, and finishing races, that's what you gotta do now. In the past, yeah, Larson, you know, he could, obviously, his wins total could be a lot more if he finished the deal, but you would see him dominate the first half of the race, but all of a sudden, the crew chief or whatever can't make the right adjustments to the car, or it's a pit road mistake somewhere. We've seen it. Especially, and as far as I remember, when he was with Ganassi, that would happen. I mean, he could have won so many more races over there, and it was just a complete deal, but they did not do that. So here, you know, Cliff Daniels, you know, okay, we made a mistake. Now, I got to fix it. with a race-winning race car, right? And then, bam, he's right up there, and he checks out in front of everybody else and just wins. So now we're really going to see how moving forward, and this is going to be a first of a lot, especially considering the fact that, yeah, I already knew, we already should know that he's going to be a threat at Bristol. And not only just that, I mean, take away the obvious of the dirt. He was already good at that concrete mile and a half, not mile and a half, less than mile and a half track at Bristol. Now you put dirt on it, woo! He's going to be right up. He's going to be, probably, obviously, Jan's on favorite to win there. And you throw in Christian Bell and how that's going to work with those heavy scout cars. We're going to find out here pretty really shortly, man. I'm just getting, from what it's worth, from my vantage point, I was very, very disappointed when they put that on the schedule. But now, as it gets closer, I'm kind of getting excited, to be honest, about that race. So, and the way the track looks, the way the dirt's on it, it's not a bad look. It's really not. So, but again, I'm not going to exceed expectations. I'm going to say, look, I'm getting anxious, getting a little excited for it. So, looking forward to it. I was dreading it. Now, with all that's going on, hey, hell yeah. I mean, I'm ready to see how that's going to play out. So definitely we'll see what happens there. But yeah, super. I mean, from my vantage point, obviously very happy that Kyle was able to do what he did. And not only that, but just he was a fun show to watch on Sunday. So definitely congrats to him. And that's not going to be the last time I say that. For sure, for this kid's here. Brad Keselowski finished in the second spot. He won stage one, 27 laps. Kyle Busch third. And it's speaking of finishing, he finished off. He was back there in the back end of the top 10-ish, somewhere in there. And then all of a sudden, that candy man, just like I was talking about finishing off, whether you're trying to go for the win or trying to get that top five finish, well, Kyle Busch, he came on strong late in the race there. And he passed his teammates there and got a solid third there. Denny Hamlin finished fourth. Oh, boy. Oh, Denny. I got a bone pick with you. But that's on another podcast. Denny Hamlin finished fourth. Ryan Blaney, this was a much-needed run for him in that Penske 12, and question that performance of that team. Obviously, he's going to a track that he performs pretty good at still at Phoenix there. He finished fifth. That's your top five, folks. And then round out your top 10 here. Mark Trish Jr., nice run. Sixth, leading a couple laps there. Christopher Bell, seventh. William Byron off the win at Homestead. Come home in the eighth spot. They had a couple issues late there, but still they'll finish in the top 10 there. Joey Logano, his three-peat of the Penske 400 denied, but still coming home in ninth place. And where did this guy come from? I didn't even realize he was in the top 10 until looking at the sheet after the race Sunday. Eric Jones, Richard Petty Motorsports car, that's how you get it done. 43 finish in the 10th spot there. Very good run. He's been kind of off to a sluggish start in his new team there at RPM. But that's big there for that team right there. Eric Jones, the 43. Come home. That's his first top 10 with his new team this year right there. So, yeah, a lot. You have your Penske and JGR dominant. And you throw in a couple of Hendrick cars in there in the top 10. And then you have the Richard Petty Motorsports hanging out in the top 10 there, in the 10th position. Very good job, Eric Jones.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
The Pennzoil 400 recap on the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast. Eddie Gritter III here in Manhattan, Kansas. It's been drizzly here in Manhattan, Kansas today. He has to sit and record his podcast. Again, this will go out tomorrow, well, Friday night, as the usual time in schedule as well. So, and then if you missed out on any of the latest editions of the new season of the latest of the podcast, please download and check that out. I'm in the middle of talking to a few guests, our future guests for this podcast as well. So in the middle of that, in this middle of this crazy schedule. But yes, no doubt, if you missed out on the first couple episodes of the season, please go download it. Tell your friends about the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. We're moving my car. The car's going to the middle grade groove where we saw it last week at Vegas. Kind of wrap up the top 20 here. 11th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Solid top dozen finish for the JTG Doherty Racing Chevrolet, the 47. Austin Dillon, kind of my sleeper last week, fantasy sleeper. He finished 12th. Chase Elliott, after being up front, they had some side damage. He finished 13th. Chris Buescher, Ryan Preece, 15th. So JTG Doherty, they are representing in the top 15 there. So Brad Doherty, Tacka Zescher, nothing to be head down about right there. Very impressive there. Matt DiBenedetto was in the top 10 most of the day there. And then rental issue, he finished 16th. That's very unfortunate for that team. They needed a run there, but they're still mired back in points position. Michael McDowell, Ryan Newman, Kurt Busch, and the stunner, the obvious stunner, and this is the perfect transition to move our car to the high groove now, is Kevin Harvick in the 20th position there. And where, I said this last year at some point in the podcast, I'm going to bring it back up again here. Obviously, Harvick, 20th position there, not even a threat, didn't even lead the first lap. And he dropped like the anchor. We're out on sea. This is not a factor in this race. And now you're going to Phoenix, obviously, where everybody's going looking at him and all that. But from this camp, I don't think so. I really don't. And it goes back to when it did not make the championship four last year. And I actually said that Harvick is still going to go out and show up. Well, he laid an egg, obviously. That team laid an egg last November at Phoenix. And I'm not going to say that this team is not where it needs to be right now over there at Phoenix right now. I'm going to put Chase Elliott over him right now I am being different, obviously, like I like to be, but I'm just being honest. There's a lot more teams that are better than this four team right now. And yes, they've been the dominant. Yes, you can say they've been the dominant force, and people are gonna laugh at me and say, "Well, you know what you're talking about. Harvick's been the king of Phoenix for a while." Yes, that was a few years ago. Now you fast forward to now, this 20th place finish at Las Vegas, where he just owned this racetrack, this race a couple years ago. The tide is turning. And right, obviously, Stuart Haas Racing, they're not the dominant, they're not the class of the Ford Field right now. That belongs to Penske Racing right now. And this definitely miss on something now. Will it surprise me that if Harvick goes out there on Sunday and this team has the right setup, and then he goes out there and just blazes the field like the old Harvick did, then it won't shock me one bit. It just really won't. But I got concerns for not only this Harvick, but this entire team, man. Harvick's been carrying this flagship. Let's be honest. Even with Clint Bowyer there for the past several seasons before he hung it up. it goes back really with Kurt Busch was on that team, Daniel Suarez. This Kevin Harvick was the top of the heat for Stuart Haas Racing. And I mean, other than that one year where all those cars won and got themselves in, I believe, into the Elite Eight. I might be wrong on that, but the year where obviously Almirola won, Bowyer won, Kurt Busch won, Harvick won multiple races there, that Harvick was still leading that charge, even so. And maybe now, you mean obviously the Tom Brady comparison. Here we go. But Tom Brady still lighting people up, still had gotten the velocity, and with time crunch time, he was doing it. So now you look over to the Harvick side of things now, and you're all dependent on that equipment, right? So now you had one of the best in the garage here, Ryan Chudderson. Like, what went wrong last weekend? I have no idea. The dude fell like a rock, and he fell like outside of the top 10 in the first run. And from there, they just never could find their groove back whatsoever. So now, the struggle, and we'll see. I mean, but I don't think it's going to happen. You can come back on this podcast. I'll come back on this podcast and say I was wrong. I'll do that if that four team shows up on Sunday out west at Phoenix with their game face on. But they don't. They got a lot of questions to answer for, and it doesn't help. Where Almirola still struggling, he's the next veteran guy. He ain't worth much there. And I said that I talked to somebody last year about it. I can't remember who it was, but you know Almirola. I mean, he's got to win. I think it was actually on this podcast. Not maybe be sure. I think it was with Breyer. On one of the shows that was on or something like that, that team's got to start winning something. But, yeah, I mean, I just got to listen to the podcast for hopping on here tonight that, yeah, you're not – I mean, this is the statement here, obviously. We've seen some big-name drivers miss the playoffs. And I – 100 – that's going to be related to here because of the different winners already this year. We have a surprise winner, Bell – getting the victory lane, Byron getting the victory lane. That's Bell and Byron. I would have predicted them riding that bubble line. So you already got them in. Now I think with a Kyle Larson win over the weekend, now you're gonna see. I think you're gonna start seeing a trend of the veteran guys start winning. So, and more often. I mean, not saying Byron's a veteran, but, you know, Byron's win very early season caught me off guard, and Larson was not surprised. I thought for sure that he was going to be contender to win this thing. He was part of my fantasy this weekend, and it paid off. So, you're going to start seeing a trend in Stuart Haas Racing, and Umbro's in trouble. Cole Custer, when you rely on those guys, that Chase Briscoe's a rookie, when you're trying to rely on those guys for help, it's just not gonna fly. So and Chase Briscoe's learning. It's going to be learning all through the year. Now, granted that he could be one of those guys that, you know, he's a sleeper at Bristol Dirt because of his dirt background. So who knows? That's just a little bit of sneak peek there at itself, but that's troubling right there when you're a guy that has been so efficient, so dominant over the past several seasons, ever since he joined SHR, that he's last struggling with that four car, that black Mobile One Ford Mustang. Yeah, that's not a good sign for that team. And granted that they've been the force, been reckoning with that Phoenix for a long time, but not lately. I ain't going to give you that. I'm sorry. I'm not going to give it to you on that. There's been some other teams that I'm going to put in front of that four car that's been better, much better, a lot better than him in the past few races at Phoenix. Like I just said, Chase Elliott's one of them. Brad Keselowski is another person that's been really good at Phoenix. Joey Logano, another person. Blaney. Has been really good there. Kyle Busch. So, yeah. And even you throw Kyle Larson in there also, who was pretty good at Phoenix too. So, it's, yeah, I put all those drivers in front of him. Call me crazy, but I'm just telling the truth because you can't just say, you can't just sit on that. Not anymore. You can't sit on that. There's other drivers that you need to be paying attention and looking out for. Eddie Gritter III, 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Here in Manhattan, Kansas. Appreciate y'all for downloading, listening, and listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast wherever you download your podcast. Just some notables here outside the top 20 before we take an intermission break. Obviously, at the end of the podcast, my EG3 helmet sticker of the week, and you probably know who that's going to go to. But anyways, here are some notables here. Tyler Reddick finished 22nd in the race there. Trackhouse Racing, Daniel Suarez, 26. Bubba Wallace, long day for him, but before him, before who finished before him, Alex Bowman at 48. There's interesting on him, obviously. He placed Dale Earnhardt Jr. in the 88, and he started to come onto his own, especially last year. Now you're placing Jimmy Johnson in the 48, and a lot of people are still saying that I believe it was a Lap Traffic podcast in Pat DeCola's interview with Brandon Crowder, host of the podcast, and I wholeheartedly agree that the 40 and 24 now, Bowman and Byron, the double Bs, or their careers are kind of parallel together, if you will. But Bowman there was in the top 10 before his issues late in that one. Unfortunately, he finished 27th. Bubba Wallace, back to him, a long day and not a good start for this 23-11 racing team here. Hopefully, they'll find the... And, of course, I can probably circle Bristol Dirt for this team. Now, hopefully they'll iron out the kinks or whatever it is, but they had some issues with the power steering and whatnot. So, not a good start for Bubba Wallace. And this is what I was talking about earlier with the Bubba drivers already winning. Now you're putting yourself in a hole, in a big deeper hole than that right there. So, Bubba Wallace finished 28th in this one. And I mentioned Eric Almirola earlier. Well, you put yourself in a much deeper hole now with your shotgun last place finish. 38th, to be exact. Whew. It's not good. And I believe he hit the wall there to bring out one of those cautions out right there. So, that's right. That's what I'm talking about right there, folks. I mean, it has to get... you got to get off to a good start. And a couple of those drivers right there, not off to a good start in 2021. Eddie Greer III. That's kind of a wrap on the recap of the Pennzoil 400 on this edition of the podcast. Time for that intermission break here on the podcast, Las Vegas edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. When we return to the podcast, going to check on the standings, the Cup Series side, and then kind of glance over the Xfinity and truck races as well. And yeah, get you set up for race two of the short West Coast swing at Phoenix. We will be back. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Don't get caught in the middle. The 3Wide podcast will be right back after this timeout. We never stop. Get down.
NASCAR podcast returns. We're back from the intermission break, trying to make some more adjustments. Some of these teams need to make more adjustments. Going to Phoenix, Eddie Greer III, back here in Manhattan, Kansas. Been raining on and off for much of the day. Speaking of rain, Mitch, switching gears to the standings real quick. Denny Hamlin is your regular season leader. Heading to Phoenix, Brad Keselowski is now second, 38 points back in a close, tight-knit battle there. Kyle Larson only 2 points out from that second spot now. What a start for the season for that five team and Kyle Larson himself. Larson, third. Chase Elliott, fourth. Christopher Bell sitting there in the fifth spot. How about that? Next time, you'll see the Cup guys, obviously, this weekend. The Instacart 500, 2:30 Central Time, 3:30 Eastern Time. Fox and MRN has coverage of the race right there. Can Kyle Larson make go back to back? Certainly can do it. Or will Hendrick Moore, or will another Hendrick car, will Chase Elliott go back to back? Will Hendrick Moore Sports keep the win streak going? Or will somebody else rise up to the challenge of Hendrick Moore Sports out west in Phoenix? Xfinity Series, folks. The Xfinity Series, what a show this was as well. AJ Allmendinger in Colleague Racing. The story, the book story of Colleague Racing continues. I'm starting to be a fan of AJ Allmendinger. Guy, you can't call him this dude a road racer no more. And we said, I mean, the win at Atlanta stunned me last year. You mean, he's sliding all over the place at that old fun racetrack at Atlanta. And he was in contention last week. Obviously, I mean, the news that he was going to run for a race full time. I mean, he's definitely committed to Matt Colleague and Chris Rice and what he has done with that organization. He's really helped out. He's been the king. I mean, yes, Justin Haley won the races there. Ross Chastain did some big things over there. Jeb Burton off to a good start. Ross Chastain, obviously, in the Cup Series now for the 42 team for Ganassi Racing. But AJ Allmendinger, he's become the captain, the leader, the spokesman for that team. What an emotional win, once again, for Allmendinger, bringing it home for another big victory. And he's starting to really dial it in on a mile and a half. He was fast at Homestead and fast here. So AJ Allmendinger, he's been no doubt. What's the word I'm looking for? Committed. He's been no doubtly committed to Matt Colleague and what he wants to be a part of what Colleague Racing has been building on the last several years. And no doubtly, if I had a stake in it, and I think I've said it on this podcast too, I believe Colleague Racing is right up at the top and sneaking up at the top. And yes, I know Penske Racing with their lone car, Austin Center's been off to a good start. They won a championship last year, but when we look at team-wise there, multi-team-wise anyways, Colleague Racing, I put them right top number one seed right now. They're just clicking on all cylinders. You see Justin Haley battling for the lead at times there. Jeb Burton had sort of an off race, but but right now, Allmendinger, yeah, you have to put him in the conversation of he has a chance to be right there in the championship four. And this is going to be a big race for that 16 team coming in. I mean, you got to get it. You have to learn things. You got to get it right. So you're going to be in that conversation come late October, November, early November. You have to perform at these tracks. And I think they're just going to get it done right now for sure. And AJ is a perfect example of, hey, you can't take things for granted. whatever it is that you're doing. So definitely he's enjoyed his time for sure, and he just doesn't want to take that chance. I mean, every time he sits in that race car, he wants to go all out. Doesn't want to leave anything to chance, and that's what you gotta do. I mean, he's in very good top equipment right now as we're moving our car back to the fast side of the racetrack where AJ was. I mean, we've seen him in the middle for some of the race, but he was there just, and Justin Haley, by the way, speaking of fast lane, Justin Haley was eating too on the fast group. So, Colleague Racing, they got it going on right now, folks, and there's no slowing down. I mean, the schedule, everything, there are all these road courses, and it's unfortunate that Allmendinger he and Cindric got a little disagreement at the Daytona road course there. We know when coming to road course, you're going to have to deal with the 16 to 22. That is the bottom line there. And maybe you deal with a couple of the guys that gotten better, like a Justin Haley, a Noah Gregson, and things like that. But when it comes down to it, the schedule sets up very nice 4 to 16 car Omninger, and you gotta win. And you gotta stage win at Homestead a couple weeks ago too. So yeah, man, Omninger 44 laps, closed the deal, finished strong. He hung around the top five much all day. I mean, he was right there, and he was a good long run car. I mean, again, goes back to what I'm saying. This is on this podcast, long run. I mean, you want to be good in the long run. I mean, it's nice to be short run, have that short run speed. But when you get in these green flag long runs, you want your car to be at least right there in the mix. There, if you're not, it's gonna be a long day. And this 16 car had a long run car and paid off. I mean, ran down Daniel Hemric late in the race. There, Daniel Hemric, I mean, he's knocking on the door. It would not be. I said it last week. It would not be. I'm gonna say it again. Daniel Hemric off to a great start this year, and in a must perform year for him in top equipment in the Xfinity side for Joe Gibbs Racing over there. But yeah, he ran down. AJ ran down Daniel Hemric and checked out. So yeah. Omni right now, he's on cloud nine. That I think that momentum is going to carry on in the Phoenix on Saturday. That is for sure there. Daniel Hemric finished second. He led the most laps in this one, 74. Still shut out of victory lane, but I don't think it's going to be too long so for him. I mean, he's hungry for that. That team's hungry and to get that elusive National Series win for Daniel Hemric. And again, that Joe Gibbs Racing won this race last year on the Xfinity Series side. Brandon Jones, which, great transition. He finished third for him as well. So, Brandon Jones finished third. He led 28 laps in this one. Defending champion Austin Cindric fourth. Noah Gregson finished fifth off the rally, off the Heartbreak City from Homestead last 2 weeks ago. Michael Annette's had a great start to the season. He's quietly putting together a good start to the season. He's sixth, so sneaky quiet for Junior Motorsports. And while I'm on him, obviously, prayers for the Annette family there for their loss last week. I believe it was Michael's father that passed last week. So definitely prayers, continued prayers for the Annette family and Junior Motorsports as well, as they continue that process as well. Josh Berry, Michael's teammate. Josh Berry has been solid. I'm beginning to like this cat too. This in his A car. Josh Berry eighth, matching seventh. There for him, solid. Justin Haley eighth. Harrison Burton ninth. And Jeb Burton, you know, he was outside the top 10 there for most of the day there. And he comes back and caps off the back end of this top 10 there in the 10th position there. And not too far behind him, a spot further behind him, was Brandon Brown. Again, he's been very impressive. That's some speed. He's got some speed in that race car right in that 68. That's what I've been impressed about this year. Brandon Brown, very impressive early on in the season. And a couple of shutouts here on his Xfinity Series side. And I might butcher his last name. I'm going to give it a shot. Santino Ferducci. I might have actually said that right. Ferducci up there in the top 15 finish. 13th. That's pretty good right there. He started 23rd in the race there. Santino Ferducci. Very good. And then a guy that was up there. And this is not the first time we've seen him up there, mix it up with the fast guys up there. But every couple now and then, we'll see him up there. That's none other than this guy, Tommy Joe Martin's top 15, finished 15th in the 44 car. He was mixing up in the back in the top 10 at several points early on in this race there. I got to give a shout out there. And might be a preview to what's to come here in a bit to end the podcast here. But yeah, Tommy Joe Martin's 15th place finish there. Very, very good there for that team as they continue to build their program. I mean, they've been trying over there. So that's good. Next time, obviously, the trucks not racing this weekend. It's just the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series side. The call 811 before you dig 200, presented by Arizona 811 Saturday on FS1. MRN doing double duty on the radio this weekend out there in Phoenix. So yeah, interesting situation there. We're going to take a look at the standings now real quick before we talk, recap the trucks here. Austin Cindric leads by 21 now over Daniel Hemric. Brandon Jones is third, and Brandon Jones, last year's Spring Phoenix winner over Kyle Busch, circle it. Jeb Burton, fourth. Justin Haley is fifth, and then not too far behind Justin Haley, his teammate. Allmendinger, the Dinger, 2 points out from the top five in the standings after the big emotional victory at Vegas. So Allmendinger gets his second mile and a half track victory in his career there. So things are looking up for colleague racing there as well, folks. So we'll see what happens in the Xfinity Series race on Saturday. So can Hemric get it done? Will Allmendinger continue that momentum there? Can Brandon Jones go back to back? Or will somebody else step up to the plate and knock it out of the park?
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Speaking of Kyle Busch, Kyle Busch gets beat last Friday night by his employee, John Hunter Nemechek. It took a couple of retries there for John Hunter Nemechek there. Kyle Busch Motorsports going 1-1-2, holding off Austin Hill late in this race. It took a couple of late race restarts to get it done, but John Hunter Nemechek, the move to drop himself from the Cup Series, which was sort of surprising at the moment, and to drop himself right there to the Truck Series proved to be a tremendous, a great decision on his part. You're giving yourself a chance to win races, and he's been off to a solid start this year. A couple of top tens, I believe a couple of top fives now, as well for that four truck of John Hunter Nemechek right there. As we go back to the high side of the podcast, John Nemechek, another emotional win for him after what he's been through. Obviously, a Cup Series. You would have thought that the start that he had in the Cup Series as a rookie last year that would have carried, but he struggled at the back end of last year. Was not happy in that 38, and he did what's best for himself. And sometimes that's what you have to do. Do you want to be miserable in the 38 car running in the mid 25th place back on back, or you want to be up front contending for wins every weekend? This is what John Nemechek, before he went to Cup, obviously, he was a winner in his own stuff, in his own family stuff. Obviously, he was very competitive. He was up there each and every week battling for wins, and he wanted to get back to that, and this win solidified it right here, holding the boss man to get the job done. Very impressive there, and Kyle Busch was coming there late in the race, but a couple cautions there, late there, and Kyle KB couldn't catch him there for John Hunter Nemechek. And 1-2 finish for John Hunter Nemechek there. And obviously, when you look at both of them, took the respective stages there. 1-2 finish. And look at this number, folks. Listen to this. 110 laps led out of the 134 that were scheduled. That's over, well over half now. I'm going to do some quick math for you right there while I'm talking here. For that has to be over 50%, well over that probably. I'm doing math right now. Yes, sir. That's over 80% of the laps there. Kyle Busch Motorsports dominated this race there. Chandler Smith finished 19th in the race there. He was in the top 10 before he had an issue. After stage two, he was in the middle, caught up in one of the first wrecks of stage three in the Truck Series race there, but none else there. Kyle Busch Motorsports 1-2 in this race, and this was his first win in 4 years for JH, and it comes at a big time for him there in Truck Series right there. Let's run it down. Already talked about the first three. Austin Hill finished third. And news in this family right here, Stuart Friesen finished fourth in this race. His wife apparently is going to try to make the field, Jessica, for the Bristol Dirt. How about that? Obviously, the background for the Friesens, obviously, we know how talented Stuart Friesen is. He won the outdoor last year. So, and now you bring on the other half of that family into the mix there. So, that's exciting to see. So, hey. So, the weekend of Bristol Dirt is shaping up to be pretty damn interesting. Let me tell you that. So, but that's awesome. That's awesome for the Friesens there, that now Jessica's going to get her hands dirty a little bit. Matt Crafton finished fifth. Top five there. Zane Smith, Grant Infinger in the nine. Making a special appearance. So, apparently, Grant Infinger in the nine truck there for Chevy. This could be something to keep an eye on. Now, I don't know how many races that's for. It came to my attention after the race was over. But this is something to keep an eye on. And I don't know any information anymore at this time. But if Grant Infinger continues to run, go back and forth, I wouldn't be surprised that this could complete his schedule. I mean, this dude, I'm still not over the fact that he's not full-time in that 98 truck. But, hey, Christian Eckes, you know, backed... He finished in the top 10 in ninth, and really, Thor Sport Racing had a big night for them. All their trucks, it looked like, no, they didn't, because Johnny Sauter did not finish in top 10. Three of the four trucks finished in the top 10 there, and kind of just to finish it off here, Infinger 7th, Parker Kligerman 8th, Christian Eckes 9th, Ben Rhodes, Dream Starts continues, finished in the 10th spot right there. So yeah, I mean... This will not be a surprise if Grantfinger fills out the rest of the schedule with other trucks. that still is a befuddlement that he's not full time in one truck there, considering that he is a Final Four contender every year, and he's proven it. So in a winner in the truck series, but I digress with it. John Nemechek, again, big story I come out of here with a big win. First win in 4 years in the truck series. And I mentioned that this dude's up there contending for wins, that some of those wins he should have won, but racing circumstances have happened. Running out of gas late, or issues with the truck, or something's happened, but finally, you know, you close the deal. This has been my theme of the night, and it'll probably continue to be for the rest of the year. I love it. I love the theme of closing the deal out. Go there, close it out, do what you need to do. Bam, you're right there. So, John Nemechek, congratulations to him, and Kyle Busch Motorsports to going 1-2. I believe that's not the first time they've done that in quite some time. That's something that I'm about to go back and check out at some point. But for now, top five in the truck series, they're off this weekend. John Hunter Nemechek, new points leader alert. John Hunter Nemechek, JH, 14 up, taking the lead away from Ben Rhodes, Sheldon Creed 3rd, Matt Crafton 4th, and even with a 19th place finish, Chandler Smith is still in the top five in 5th spot. Next time the trucks are on the track, yes sir. It's going to be next weekend, so I was wrong on that. So Bristol Dirt is in 2 weeks. I thought it was next weekend. So next week's in Atlanta, where the trucks are going to be at the FR8 Auduction. Oh boy. The FR8 Auctions 200. So my fault on that. I apologize for that. Good on that right there. The FR8 Auctions 200, March 20th. FS1 has it on March 20th. Yes, so next week is a triple header in Atlanta. I'm very excited for that. That's my quote-unquote home and home track right there. I'm from the state of Georgia, for those of you who are new to the podcast right there. So trucks back on one of the more older surfaces, mod halves, in all of NASCAR.
Listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
We're back with the podcast, folks. Now it's time to get the star line about, at least for the Cup Series, race on Sunday with the Instacart 500 at Phoenix Raceway here. And then here we're quickly coming. This has been a great show once again tonight. Appreciate everyone the downloads and listen to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. And very grateful, thankful to be a part of the family of NASCAR podcasts. There are other great NASCAR podcasts out there as well. And I'm very thankful to be a part of the NASCAR podcast family. The top 10 starting lineup here. I'm just going to reel off the top 10 here because that really matters. Brad Keselowski, the map came out even with the Kyle Larson victory. Brad Keselowski will start from the P1 position Sunday afternoon. And I'm referred to in the first half of the podcast that I would put him in front of Harvick, one of several drivers to put him in front of Harvick right now. And does it hurt that Keselowski will start P1 and right next to him, Las Vegas winner and recent winner of the Cup Series, Kyle Larson starts second, Denny Hamlin third, Christopher Bell will start fourth, Martin Truex Jr. will roll off fifth, Chase Elliott sixth, Kyle Busch will start seventh, Ryan Blaney eighth, Joey Logano ninth, William Byron will round out the top 10 right there. So that's your top 10 starters for the Insta 500 this weekend. And kind of look at some of these averages here. And then we will cap it off with the EG3 helmet stickers of the week. And kind of along the lines of that. So Kyle Busch right now, going back to a few races, doing the math here. Kyle Busch, two wins. I'm going back a couple years to 2019. Two wins, five top tens for this guy. Kevin Harvick, still up there in the top three as of averages anyways at Phoenix Racetrack. And they're going to need to answer the bell. There's no question about it. No questions asked. They're going to have to answer the bell if they're going to get back in this conversation. And Phoenix is a good place to start for that team. A win in the past six races, six top tens for Kevin Harvick and Kyle Larson, four top tens in his last five races at Phoenix Raceway. Denny Hamlin's been a stud there as well. Four top tens and a win in the last six races for him. That win two years ago, got him into the championship four race there. And then this is a name that surprised me, Eric Almirola. Woo! He's gonna need to do some work. He and Harvick both. Almirola, the next guy, average finished of just ninth. That's very surprising. That was very surprising to me. But he has four top tens his last six races at Phoenix. So that, yeah, Harvick, Almirola, that Stuart Haas Racing. Yeah, they gotta put their work clothes on here. And it starts this weekend at Phoenix here, and then. Yeah, and this is going to be, I talked about on my other podcast, the Purple Project podcast, a measuring stick, the recent episode, a measuring stick of, you know, the K-State men's basketball team, how they should improve. Well, they answered that with a tremendous effort at in the Big 12 tournament this weekend. I mean, they're not going to go to the NCAA tournament, obviously, because they had a record-wise terrible season. But anyway, yeah, looking at this, I mean, Stuart Haas Racing, we're going to know especially with the four car. I mean, Phoenix and Atlanta, two tracks that Kevin Harvick has had his hands all over the racetrack. And now, I mean, you struggle at Phoenix, you continue, I mean, they struggled last year. I mean, they struggled in November at that racetrack. So they struggle again and they fall asleep in Atlanta, a place that he's owned, the Harvicking line. The Harvicking line that he gets so well at that nobody else can't master. That's going to be a red flag. Triple red flag. Three wide red flag at that. So, yeah, we have something we're all going to be paying attention to. That's for sure. So, that's going to put a kind of a bookmark on Las Vegas. Looking forward to what's going to happen at Phoenix, folks. Upcoming here this weekend, doubleheader, no trucks, so it's gonna be an interesting weekend. A little bit of a close side by side racing over at Phoenix. So I mean, we saw some great finishes last fall, and we could see that same thing again. Now folks. Time, you know what time it is. We got into that stage now, folks. The EG3 Hummus sticker of the week. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, if I can scroll back to my notes here, see who I got here. And it's the obvious choice this weekend, but got some note. But first, before I get to that, oh, yeah. Got some EG3 notable helmet, notable stickers I'm going to give away. And first, obviously, looking at this guy. And that in the person, got two given away in the truck series. And one of those, I just talked about him slightly a little bit. Christian Eckes has been really impressive in the 98 truck. Now, all my rant aside from Grant Effinger not getting that full-time ride, in that 98 truck, Christian Eckes has taken complete advantage of his couple starts so far for Thor Sport Racing. He's been pretty damn good, and he backed it up here with a track that he gets around pretty good at Vegas. He finished ninth. You get an EG3 honorable mention this week, my friend. The other one, Tanner Gray, needing a much-needed good run for him in that Ford, 15 Ford. Guess what? You're going to get an EG3 notable sticker as well on that. You get an honorable mention, excuse me, on that. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, yeah, I've talked about these cats earlier, and well, it comes to progression. I'm going to give you guys EG3 honorable mention notables this week. That is Sandito, Verducci, and Tommy Joe Martins. That can't be ignored. I mean, you can race up front close to the top 10 like that, and going up, racing up against the Joe Gibbs. Even, I'm going to put, throw Jeb Burton in there, who's part of that colleague racing group there. Even Junior Motorsports up in there. You got something to be proud of right there. So, those two, get a notable EG3 all mention this week, which is going to lead. I'm going to got one to give before I get to the EG3 helmet sticker of the week here. Eric Jones. Yeah. When I looked at the score sheet, it's like, what? Where the hell did he come from? But obviously, you know, got the demotion. Joe Gibbs Racing. You go from there, High Flight Equipment, to a team that's been struggling over the past several seasons. Eric Jones. He got into trouble earlier. I want to say he got into trouble earlier in this race, and somehow fought his way back. And not only that, you reward yourself with a top 10 finish, 10th place finish there. Eric Jones, you get the last EG3 Arnold mention this week, and no doubt about this one. Obviously, from what this guy's been through, and he's going to continue to build. Hey, it's all about them building blocks, baby. Hey, that's my saying. I've been saying that, and people have related me to that saying, so hey. I'm gonna trademark that saying one of these in down the line somewhere. But for right now, build. You gotta continue to build. And Cliff Daniels finally getting that elusive win as a crew chief. Kyle Larson, very very stout at Vegas. They've been really good this year. They finished 10th. They top 10 at Daytona. They were in the mix in the Daytona Road Course. There, Homestead. Kyle Larson does Larson things at Homestead. Finished third. Yeah. Third or fourth somewhere in there. Anyways, top five finish at Homestead. And now it all caps off there. But it doesn't stop there. Kyle Larson got a lot. I mentioned Atlanta and Bristol. And I mentioned him in this conversation at Phoenix too. Got a chance to do a lot of damage here next couple weeks for sure. He's going to really put the cup field in notice, that's for sure. But Kyle Larson, I'm giving you the EG3 helmet sticker of the week. Y'all better look out for this five car. Right now, they're all clicking on all cylinders, and Kyle Larson, Cliff Daniels, getting the groove. Cup Series field, watch out.
listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.